Hey there, Mohawk Mafia listeners. Thanks for tuning into the bonus episode from our Patreon archive. If you want to hear the latest and greatest content, head over to patreon.com/Milwaukee Mafia to join the Patreon today. Catch you on the other side.
Hey, Milwaukee Mafia Patreon members. We're back with another episode. I'm Eric Walterkins.
I'm Gavin Schmidt.
And Gavin, this glorious question, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Yolanda asks, with so many people in the Italian community with the same name, is it difficult to keep them straight? How do you know who is who?
It's a great question.
And this is something I think we've discussed just on the difficulties with the name.
Yeah, so here's the thing, and I know this has come up. There's a tradition in Sicilian families and many Italian families as well on how you name your children. And it's a great tradition. I understand why they do it, but it's really a pain in the butt. Here's how it goes. So you have a son. Your son is going to be named after the husband's father. You have a daughter. The daughter is going to be named after the husband's mother. You have a second son. That one will be named after the wife's father. A second daughter named after the wife's mother. Then after that, there's a little more flexibility, but a lot of times you get named after uncles and aunts and things like that. And first of all, you already have this problem where there really aren't that many Italian first names that people go by. There's a lot of Franks, a lot of Joes, a lot of Tonys. They come up a lot.
And that's just because they're recycling the names over and over again, right?
That's a big part of it.
There was never a reason to have a lot of names because you always knew,
right?
Well, my son's going to be Tony because my husband's father's Tony or whatever.
Right. And so in one case, it's nice because if you're trying to build a family tree and you know that the firstborn son is named Tony, but you don't know the husband's father's name, there's a pretty good chance that his name was Tony. So in that sense, if you're doing family history, it's great. Where it's not great is the fact that everybody is following these rules. And this is the example I always use. We have the Maniacci family. And the Maniacci family, the husband's name is Nunzio, which is not one of the more common names, but still. And he has 10 sons. I don't even think they had any daughters. I think they had 10 children. And they were all sons. He probably thought that was great. But the problem comes is now when they have their own family, they're going to have children. And every single one of them is going to say, oh, I got to name my firstborn son Nunzio.
Yeah.
So you've got 10 cousins or 10 grandchildren, however you want to look at it, all named Nunzio Maniacci, which is terribly annoying. Because if you're born the same year or a year or two apart, people are like, oh, it's Nunzio. Which Nunzio do you mean? Oh, you know, the one who's like 13 years old. Okay, that's like three of them. Which one is it? Oh, you know, the one from, you know, and it gets to be really annoying. So a lot of them take on nicknames. They might go by their middle name, or there's times where someone goes as Big. This is not what they use in the Maniacci family. But for example, Big Nunzio, Little Nunzio, Fat Nunzio, Nunzio with the pizza place. And this is also how a lot of like the mob nicknames got started too, because a lot of mob nicknames are Big whatever, Little whatever, Fat whatever. And I think a lot of that has distinguished them from other people because they were family names first. Like, it was one guy who, not a mob guy, but just a guy just known as Pizza Frank. And that's because they're like, oh, because he's got like three cousins named Frank. But he's Pizza Frank because he's the one who has the pizza company, or the pizza restaurant. And in the Balestrieri family, there's Joe Balestrieri, who is the patriarch, the grandfather. And then there's Joe Balestrieri the younger, who most people know, who was the attorney. But guess what? There's also another Joe Balestrieri, his cousin. So he's known as Baby Joey because he was born later. So even though, you know, he grew up and he's 30, 40, 50 years old, they're still calling him Baby Joey. So there's that. More specific to the question, the problem comes in from the researcher's point of view is when the newspaper says so-and-so is arrested for this. And usually the newspaper will give you an age and that'll narrow it down somewhat.
But if there's three cousins with the same name,
right,
you could potentially, you now have to look at it and say, which of the three cousins is it? Because they're probably not going to use those nicknames.
No, not usually in the newspaper, yeah. No. And that's the trouble you run into, is trying to straighten out who's who. And you can do it pretty good, like with building a family tree, you can figure out who's who from the family tree because you can use census records and birth records. But then when you're actually in the newspapers and you're reading the arrest records of someone, sometimes it's hard to figure out which person they mean. You can generally figure it out because there's going to be one of them who's a really bad guy, and the other ones are probably not bad guys. So usually you can be like, oh, this guy arrested for armed robbery. It's probably the bad guy.
Yeah.
But you have to double check that because, you know, maybe just one of them just had a bad day. You don't know. And so the ages help, but then you got to go a little bit further, and you have to actually, like, look at the arrest record, match the actual birth date up. It's a real pain in the butt. The biggest pain in the butt that happens in the Milwaukee Mafia, looking it up, is Jerome DiMaggio. Here's the problem. So there's Jerome DiMaggio, who goes by Jerry. Mm-hmm. And he's got a cousin, Jerome DiMaggio, who goes by Jerry. So there's two Jerry DiMaggios or Jerome DiMaggios, you know, depending whether the paper reports his legal name or his other name. And the problem is, they were both known burglars.
So it's really tough.
So it's like if you read the paper, Jerome DiMaggio arrested for burglary, normally you'd say, oh, well, it's probably the bad cousin. But in this case, there's two guys with identical names who are both known burglars. So you have to really, like, it takes some work to sort them out. You got to get the actual police rap sheet or arrest record and make sure that the birth date lines up. Because there's these two cousins who are not that far off in age, involved in the same kind of crap. And I've run into that because one of the two, Jeromes or Jerrys, has a brother named Sam, who was also mixed up in this stuff. Luckily, he's the only bad Sam, so he's fine. But, you know, you instinctively want to think, oh, it's probably Sam's brother. Well, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. You would think, obviously, oh, it's, you know, Sam's burglarizing, and he's caught with Jerry. He's probably caught with his brother, but maybe not.
So have you ever had a situation where you've been, like, going down a rabbit hole of research? Like, maybe you were looking for a backstory on somebody, and you found something, and then you were going down and only to realize, oh, shoot, this isn't the right person. They just happen to have the same name.
I don't have a recollection of it, but I'd be willing to bet it's happened because I'm pretty good about it now. But I think when I first started out, I probably did make mistakes because back when I started, the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel were free online, which they're not anymore. And I've complained about that in the past. As part of that, I just got tons, you know, hundreds, thousands, whatever, articles because I'm like, okay, I'm going to look up this name now. I'm going to look up this name now. And I think before I was more aware of this problem, I may have been like, oh, here's this guy again, and made that mistake. Now, as far as I know, and if I'm wrong, someone please do correct me, but as far as I know, I straightened that out before I ever, like, published anything with it, because it was easier to do once I got more information. Like, the newspapers were sometimes were hard to figure out, but you could kind of figure it out, like I said, from the birth dates, like the ages. But then I got a number of rap sheets. And I got really lucky on that because in the John DeTropany murder, included in that police file, like anyone who was remotely a suspect or interviewed or anything, they put their rap sheet in that file, which I lucked out big time on that because otherwise those sheets would have been trashed decades ago. But they're in there. So it's like it's really easy because say they have one in there on Jerome DiMaggio. They're going to list his name. They're going to list his birth date so you know which one it is. And then they're going to list every time he's been arrested. Makes it much easier to cross-reference with the newspaper which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, oh, now I have it in front of me, everyone, that this one was the guy. That helped out a lot. But yeah, earlier on, I can't think of a specific incident, but I'm sure it happened where there were guys with similar names. You know, we've run across that multiple times. Even one of the very early episodes we did, we got Dominic Leone, who works in the trash business, and then his cousin Dominic Leone, who's a priest.
Yep.
When the guy's a priest, it's going to say he's a priest. So that's easy to tell. But it happens so often where there's cousins and they're both come up in the papers where you got to do a little extra work. And if you don't know that going into it, that there's cousins with the same name, at first you're going to assume you're reading about the same guy. I don't know that I made that mistake, but I'd be willing to bet it probably happened. But like I said, I think I corrected it. Pretty sure.
Now that you've been doing this for as long as you've been doing this, like when I hear this, I hear like, wow, what a pain in the butt to deal with.
It can be.
And the fact that the families are set up that way doesn't even really affect you. You just had to revise your process
right.
to match that.
Right. I think that's fair. I don't know if there's necessarily an extra step, but I've got the biographies of people fleshed out pretty good at this point where plugging in new information is easier. Now, if it's a brand new name, then yeah, then there would be that extra step of seeing how they fit in and which one they are. So yeah, I mean, I guess it's true in that sense. But at this point, there aren't a lot of names that come up that I've never seen before. So I know who the problems are. But if it is a brand new name, I will see how they fit in. And it is interesting because you'll have that. So again, like Frank Balistrieri, most well-known guy in the Milwaukee mob, boss for many, many years. Frank's middle name is Peter. There's also a guy named Frank John Balistrieri, one of his cousins, who ran a car dealership. Now, I know that, and it's not a problem, and they don't generally get confused. But I have seen it where the FBI or whoever is out there interviewing people, and they're like, what can you tell me about Frank Balistrieri? And the person they're asking
is like, he runs a car dealership. Yeah,
is like so oblivious to why they're asking that they'll be like, oh, yeah, he did this, this, and this. And then, you know, usually they figure it out. So I don't have to figure out that a mistake has been made. They'll figure out somewhere along the way. They're like, wait a second, you're talking about this other guy. But that will happen where if it's not actually made clear to some of the people in the reports, sometimes the reports will go bad
because they're thinking you're talking about somebody else.
Yeah.
That is a crazy little world to live in, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird and it's a peculiar problem.
Well, Yolanda, I hope that helps you out.
I hope that was clear. I don't know if it's easy to explain. It would help to have like a diagram, I think. But yeah, hopefully that was helpful.
Maybe Yolanda's thinking about starting research into mafia. So if you do, just remember that it's going to probably be rough at the get-go, but you'll just get used to it and it just becomes another part of the research process.
Yeah. It definitely helps. If you do it the way I do it, where you actually build family trees, it helps. I do it sort of out of instinct because, as Eric knows, this is something I've done for decades before I was ever even into the mob stuff. But it helps out a lot for trying to keep people straight of where do they belong. It's a really useful way of organizing your information if you are confused about who's who.
This is really off topic, but you talk about genealogy, and I feel like I remember when we were like, and I don't even know what grade it would have been, but you would have had one of those really, really ghetto computer softwares that you would just plug in the genealogy on, and it was like probably running on DOS. It was so old.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
You're probably still using that program.
I don't. No. I did use that program way too long because by the time I had to switch,
it was almost impossible to get the information out of that program.
That was the problem. There was so much stuff in there. I was like, oh, this program is terrible, but there's so much in here. And eventually I just had to say, oh, well, whatever.
So did you at that point just start over?
Basically.
Wow.
Yeah. Where I'm at now is not half of where I was maybe 10 years ago.
Wow, that sucks, huh?
Yeah, it does. But the way that the programs run now is so much better.
I remember seeing you working on it one day, and I was just like, oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But then when I envision it in my head now, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was great for what it was.
All right, well, do you got anything else to add to this one, or...
No, not really, but just it is something to be aware of for anyone who's looking into it is keep in mind that any name, well, not any name, but many names you find, there's probably a cousin with the same name. So make sure you've got the right person.
All right, well, that'll wrap this Patreon up. We will be back next week with a regular episode of Milwaukee Mafia, as well as 2 weeks with another Patreon. Thank you again, everybody, for your support, and we will see you next week.
All right, thank you.